Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines that focus on the facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Shaku Maku, everybody. Shaku Maku on the mainland, on the island, all across the wonderful city of Lagos and the country Nigeria where you're listening to, whatever city you're in. If you're inside the country, if you're outside the country, it's a fine, fine Thursday afternoon. I'm Awoko Obo and this is Hat Fact. Right, so we're going to have a great show. By the way, I hope you had yourself some group therapy with Joyce on the sunny side. I did listen and enjoyed the entire conversation, just the way I enjoyed all the conversations beginning from the morning crossfire. I mean, Nigeria Info is surely addictive, right? So, we have, you know, the way we do it, beginning with the big three. I'm going to go through it very quickly, but when I'm done with the big three, we will have at the top of the hour, the business news, and then we'd have League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then Chukwudi Ezeogu will be in here to hear from you what the real issues are in the community with iReport. And we have at the top of the hour a big discussion on the Big Hat Fact. It's the third day of the judicial workers' strike, and we're beginning to feel the impact in different ramifications. So we're trying to understand it and then ask the question whether you're in support and if you believe the goal of judiciary workers will give us the true meaning of democracy as we have learned in government 101. So remember, that every point in time, if you want to join the conversation, you can go on social media at Nigeria Info FM. Hashtag is Nigeria Info HF. Nigeria Info HF. And then you can also talk to us on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, it's a lot easier for you to text and send the comments, questions if you want to, on 0809-597-5805. At several points, we'll throw open the phone line so that you can have a great conversation with us. So, let's begin with what is happening in Imo State. I'm sure you had during the news something huge. So that's our first story on Big Three. Another police station attacked, and we're getting some more information on the circumstances that led to the jail break where over 1,800 inmates fled from the correctional facility in the state capital. And we understand a number of them have begun to return, the inmates who escaped on Monday. And then another story, which I think is a great one, especially if you're a lover of rice. So I've titled this one, The Local Rice Milestone. Rice farmers are now beating their chest, saying that they have been able to arrive at quality, which they say is at the level of perfection. So we're going to be asking you the question, whether you think the local rice, those of you who are rice lovers, if the local rice has now matched the perfection that the lovers of the exotic brand have for many years. I'm not the one to decide, but I think I will give you a clue into what is happening. But we'll talk about that on the Big 3-2, the local rice milestone. And then the final story. The National Sports Festival, it used to be a... it used to be a showstopper back in the days. I remember growing up as a child. I mean, I'd have a list of the events because I'd always loved sports growing up. The events I would want to see every year. And the National Sports Festival was often at the top, together with other national festivals, like the National Film Festival. And there was another one also, too. I think that had to do with dance. And I did love... Okay, I think it was Coral, right? Coral, and at the National Sports Festival was also served as a unifying event back in the days, and it was something that we looked forward to, especially if you were from a state then that you thought was unrivaled in terms of sports, and no other state could match them. So then the old Bendel State was always winning the sports festival, and so I and my siblings, we used to make a big boast of it back in the days, but. And those days are gone. Interestingly, the Edo State is the host of this year's event. And it's been more of confusion than any show stopping. Event was stopped in the minds of some people and then began. Athletes are in confusion over an event that should have gone on smoothly, but hasn't exactly been so from day one. So those are the three stories we're going to have on the Big 3. If you're ready, then I... am ready.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on the Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so here we go. The Imo State palaver. My brother. The Imo State palaver still remains with us, and the. Asking questions about exactly what has happened. So, there was an attack on a police station in Mbiri Police Division in Imo State in the early hours of Thursday, and the command spokesman, Orlando Ikoku, confirmed the attack, saying that officers of the division, however, repelled the bandits after a gun battle, preventing them from carrying out their dastardly act. Koku also said two officers sustained injury in the process and were currently receiving treatment at an undisclosed hospital. He said no other officers sustained injury and there was no loss of arms as well. They're trying to counter what some reports had carried, saying that certain things had happened. There are reports also that there are reports also too. Just give me a second. All right, just doing some house cleaning here. All right, so the attack has brought to the fore the number of attacks on police stations in Imo State. If you rack up those numbers from January through to April, in one quarter alone, we've seen six attacks on police stations in Imo State. And just for you, for the records to know, the police stations that have been attacked, they include Isiala Mbano Police Division, Ehime Mbano, Oboo Hite Uboma and Mbiri, as well as the police headquarters, bringing a total of 6 attacks. And there's plenty for you to think about. Earlier on, security and defense correspondent Ijoma Essek, chatting with her, and we've been following this story from the newsroom to get some insight into all that's been happening lately. So I'll play you an excerpt of an interview she's had with the spokesperson of the correctional facility in Imo State to give us an idea of what is going on in the Imo State capital. So here's an excerpt of that interview.
About a little above 80 now, but some people came back this afternoon also. Then you are aware that the Honorable Minister was around yesterday with the Acting Controller General, John Orabore. So the issue is that they are putting heads together to ensure that such things don't reoccur again, you know, because of you know, how sensitive this place is because of the, you know, people that are incarcerated here. So anything that has to do with security is not be, should not be joked with. So I think they're putting heads together to ensure that such a thing doesn't repeat itself. You know, the damage was much. So it's not something that can be done overnight. So I think they are taking their time. Management here, they are taking their time to see what can be done as quickly as possible. Yeah, well, the Custodial Center per se was not affected directly, I mean, as a result of the inferno, but it was part of the administrative block, you know, though housing some documents. Not that any of the cells was burnt, no. Documents were there and some other items were there. Everything is normal now. People have been going about their normal duties, you know, while investigations continue. And the officers and men have continued in the search party to ensure that those that left the place, you know, are brought back. Most of them came back on their own, voluntarily, you know, even from that same Monday, from that Monday evening, they started coming back. So even an hour ago, thereabouts, about 2 returns. You may wish to, let me refer you to what the Honorable Minister said yesterday, that there will be a sort of prerogative given to them, you know, for coming back on their own. Not that the offences they committed, that they'll be allowed to go free. They will continue with their normal charges in the courts or whatever. But, you know, escaping from the prisons is another offence that can be charged to court also. But those that are back voluntarily will never be charged. So that is why the Honourable Minister said those that are ready to come back on their own, there will be no extra charges against them. They will just face their normal charges in prison.
All right. So there you have James Madugba. James Madugba is the public relations officer of the Owerri Correctional Service. In case you just joined him, that's security correspondent Ijoma Essek, who had the interview earlier on today, just to update us with the situation in the Imo State capital, Owerri. So now we have, out of the 1,844 inmates who escaped, 87 of them have returned. And just like Mr. Madugba was trying to explain, the directive of an amnesty for the prisoners if they return, not for the original crimes, but for the crime of escaping from prison, which has its own implications also too. So they're not going to be charged for that, but will continue to face litigation for those awaiting trial, or serve time for those who've already been convicted for the original offences, why they were placed in the correctional facility in the first instance. So, there's also something. So on the one hand, it appears that the prison service, correctional service, rather, is trying to take stock of all that's happened. And you hear James Madugba, and I heard the Minister of Interior, Raouf Oregbesola, yesterday also saying that the moral here is that this doesn't repeat itself. But it appears that with the police, it's a different ball game entirely. Because if you have another police station attacked just hours after, after one had been attacked, it means that the lesson still may not have been learned. And the fears we talked about that this may just be the beginning of several attacks on police stations, especially in the southeastern part of the country, is raising plenty of concern. So that's the question we're asking. But by the way, we're streaming this live on Facebook as well as on YouTube. So it means that I can take your comments also to the questions if you have anything there. So the first story there, I'd love to get your reactions to that. The update on the situation in Imo State, where it's of great concern. And trying to pick up the pieces remains a very, very delicate situation. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then on WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. I got someone asking me a question here. Which language is this, Shakumaku? Oh, which language? It's actually a language, you know. It's a language spoken in Iraq. Farsi, I got this Iraqi journalist friend of mine who shouts that every time I have a discussion with him. Mofer is in Badagry, and Mofer would want to join the conversation on the Big Three this afternoon. Hello, Mofer.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great, great. So.
Okay, remember you promised me an amper yesterday.
The man likes Christmas, huh? All right, yeah. Go ahead. This unraveling situation in Imo State, what are your thoughts?
I don't know what the federal government is doing. At least there should have been intervention from the federal government now, because it seems we are seeing something different again. Let's say they learned this from the NSAS people, but now this is going beyond what an ordinary Nigeria will be doing. So I think the federal government by this time should be able to come into the situation. But they should not leave it to the Imo government again, because it seems the Imo government is far away from getting the solution to what is happening now.
Do you think they're overwhelmed?
I can't even say it seems they are. They are overwhelmed with the situation, because the governor is saying different things. Some other set of persons are saying something different entirely from what the situation is on ground now.
Right.
If you are mentioning 6 police stations just from January to this time,
right,
what we will be getting before the end of the year? This is not really palatable, though. By this time, we should be seeing something different. Well, at least we have new IGP now.
Right.
It should be the first assignment for him to unravel. And let's see the people that is carrying out this perpetration.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Please remember my gift.
Thank you very much, Mofer. And it's every day is Christmas, right? Christopher is in Ikoyi, and he joins us on Hard Fact. Hello, Christopher.
Chief Ovo.
Chief Christopher.
Shakumaku.
Makushi.
Yala.
Mm.
The honorable one of Nigeria Info. Mofe, don't worry, you get your gift back. Chief Obo is a gentleman to the core. Quick one to the master.
Good. Go ahead.
I'm not happy with what is going on in Imo.
Mm.
Those guys doing this thing, what is their own? How can you be destroying your own property? Or they want to tell me those guys, are they not Nigerians, Chief Obo? Are they not Nigerians?
Obviously, they are Nigerians. Have to be.
You hear the governor yesterday. Oh, people, politicians. And one thing, they don't mention names. Why not name these people if you know you're intelligent, whatever report you say you got? When he was saying politicians, one of them came to my mind. People are not happy. Two wrongs never make right. agree that whatever brought who puts all them are there, they didn't do it through the right distance. That's why at times I say judiciary, they are not helping matters. So federal government should not keep quiet. Like Mufe asks, what are they doing? People are making excuses for the president. The second in command decorated the new IG. And that one said, oh, I'm going to change the way of things. Now you make 6 police stations, right?
Right. I mean, the governor has a huge job to do. I mean, if you're the governor of a state and then investors are supposed to come in and the first thing they tick on the box is the security of my investment, and they hear that 6 police stations have been attacked and looted in the last 3
months. If I'm the governor, with the intelligence report he got, I will go after those politicians. You get my point? I will go to them. Come, what is your problem? What do you want? Why doing this? But they will never mention names. They always tell you, oh, we'll get the intelligence report. Oh, these are doing this, that they're doing. No. Please, I'm begging every one of them. 2023, I hope Uzodinma will not be there for forever now. You didn't win the election, or you won, they take it over from you, or you feel Opus is not the right person to be there. Not by destroying the... Look at those 2 policemen now.
Right, right. Sad.
They're in the hospital, right?
Right.
So I'm begging every one of them, please. They should allow peace to reign in this country.
All right.
Thank you, Chief Obo.
Thank you very much, Christopher. Malik is in Bodilon. All the Koyi people have bombarded our lines today, and maybe they've kicked out the Badagry people. Hello, Malik. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right.
That's part right.
Yeah, you're on to the big 3. Go ahead.
The problem we have is that everybody wants to protect their own. If the police said it's the IPOP and the government said it's some political firms,
right,
or some political people, who will the police go after? I don't know if you understand me.
Yeah, we hear you.
But with the action taken now by the presidency hitting those in Akwa Ibom that came out from the forest, attacked the police with bomb and coal.
Right.
And again, with sacking of the IG.
Right.
Do you think if they've been sacking people for not doing the job?
Right.
Do you think things will go wrong?
Right.
Well, understand me.
Yeah, I know. It's a matter of debate. As for aerial bombardments of places where you have that's a bit delicate. You know, we're not too sure how effective that will be, and you don't have civilian casualties. But I know people have raised concerns about that.
Definitely there'll be civilian casualty. Definitely. Some civilians live in the farm, in the bush.
Obviously, you know. So
definitely there will be. The point is that at this time, this was how Boko Haram started attacking police station. It was like rice and beans. We're romancing the matter before it became something we cannot swallow. I don't know if you understand me.
Right.
Playing
with
it, at going to the forest to attack. But the problem is this, the area command of Imo State.
Right.
Who is in charge in that place that won't bring down one person or the people that came to attack?
Big question, Malik. Sorry about that, but we're going to go on a quick break. And talking about rice and something to swallow, we'll talk about that after the break. And you can still comment on the Imo State state of insecurity right after this. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three on the Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. And just 1 out of 3 so far that we've touched. Remember that you can always join the conversation for those of you who just coming into the party on 99.3 Nigeria Info. On WhatsApp, 0809597-5805. Again, 0809597-5805. This comment on WhatsApp, I don't have your name. Always include your name at the end of the message after you press enter. This one says that the impunity in Imo State is from disgruntled politicians. The war is between the former governor and the incumbent. It's a show of who is superior. The incumbent should watch it. And this portrays the failure on his side. Well, interesting political analysis, but there's still nothing to link anyone. The tension between Hopus Odima and his predecessor, Rochus Okorocha, but not in this way, if you ask me. The ugly trend of terrorism, banditry and kidnapping occurs in the case of military regime, Wale Okeafa. Not too sure the angle you're coming from. Steve Oferi Nijaniki says, I hope all those Southeasterners who We're full supporting that APC would afford them the presidency in 2023, a falling event clearly now. Inordinate ambition of Tinubu and Co for president and appointment of another Northerners police IG should clear all doubt and of the intentions of the cabal who are just using the president as a letterhead to achieve their aim. It's always interesting to hear and see the political calculations and consequences when we draw it in. All right, let me do this. Let's speak with Yang in Suleri. And I will get to the second story about the superior quality of Nigerian rice, according to the Farmers Association, the Rice Farmers Association. All right, let's speak with Yang. Yang from Suleri. Hello and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother.
How are you, sir?
As well as you are. In Imo State.
A state of insecurity, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, quickly.
Now, we are lamenting. Hmm. And people are saying the federal government should come in. And my brother, Uche, begging. But what will we get?
Right.
When Okorocha had to take senatorial victory at gunpoint, as announced by the INEC person, and our Supreme Court confirming his death. What again are we going to get from Imo State when our Supreme Court affirmed election for Uzodinma based on votes cast that were outrageously more than the number of votes registered in the state? What are we still going to get when people knew our president had no intellectual capacity for the post and they blocked him from going to presidential debate? Package him on the power now.
Right, but Yang, I've got a question for you. Do you think that if a governor did not emerge winner of an election through the ballot, but came in through the court process, does it in any way weaken his authority as governor of that state?
I did not get your question correctly.
So I said, if a governor emerges not through the ballot in the way he won the election, but rather through a court judgment. He is now governor of that state. Does it in any way weaken his authority as governor of that state?
I'm not questioning the authority.
Right.
What I'm questioning is the process that brought him to power, which left a lot of things. People are grieved as he says that he knows those behind. He has said so. Preliminary reports, according to him.
Right.
But this is a man who came to power via victory that was voting that were outrageously more than the registered voters as from the Supreme Court.
Right.
So what are we going to get? We are just beginning to see things, my brother.
All right.
We leave a package like so, we get it. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much, Yang. And your analysis also, thank you very much. So I'm sure that people, thinking about what exactly Hope Uzodinma as the executive governor of Imo State, and like we say, the chief security officer of that state, what does he have to do to get the police back to the stations and begin to work confidently? But it's a tough job he has at hand. And I know a number of people also saying that is this a classic case study of what would happen if you had a state police going by what the governor said yesterday, probably would have sent out the state police against, so-called opponents of his or detractors of his administration. But it's what it is, and investigations will continue with the police. Let's go to the second story. The second story is about local rice milestone. That's what I've called this one. Where Rice Farmers Association of Nigeria, in case you don't know about them, mark it and put it down. It's called RIFAN. This is what they say, and I'm quoting them. They say that they have attained a level of perfection with locally processed rice. The deputy chairman of the association, Shegun Ato, said that the Nigerian processed rice could stand at par with its foreign counterparts owing to the attainment of quality in processing, destoning, and polishing. He says, in recent times, we have done very well in improving the packaging, processing, and polishing of locally cultivated rice. They also make mention of a rice polishing company, Ikorodu, here in Lagos State, which will help rice farmers. And they go on and on. He's also saying that they have the capacity to export locally grown and processed rice. And they're currently working with the Nigerian Export Promotion Council. You should go check out that council once in a while. You'd be amazed at the things that even you can export as a private citizen. And they're making a loud boast now, saying that Cotonou, which is the economic hub, as Lagos is to Nigeria, Cotonou is to the Republic of Benin, that they're not the ones importing the foreign rice, that it is Nigerians who are importing the rice to Benin and they smuggle it through the Nigerian borders, and that they went 4 weeks ago to the Republic of Benin to meet with a rice production company, which they plan to begin the export of Nigerian rice as a plan and as a way to discourage foreign rice imports. I know a lot of you are clapping, but I'd love to hear from you what you think about this. Whether you're convinced enough, I know many of you are hypocrites. You mouth, produce in Nigeria, made in Nigeria, buy Nigeria, eat Nigeria, but you don't do that because you say there's too much stone in the rice and all of that. Many parties you go to, social events, I can swear that it's not Nigerian locally rice that's been served. I'm not saying that I'm not part of that group of people, but now that I've heard from RIFAM, the Rice Farmers Association, maybe we put this to the test and go to the market and see how much of Nigerian rice you can see at the stalls and ask the traders what is the quantum in terms of trade volumes of locally made rice versus imported rice, and see if the trade is beginning to move. We have a first-time caller, Josephine. By the way, there's a female-only line which you can call in for the ladies. 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190.
Hello.
Hello, Josephine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
It's the first time you're calling.
Yes, I'm calling. I've been trying to call for ages and now I'm
because through. You're in Oshun State. That's why it's taking you ages
to
call.
Not Oshun State, please. Not Oshun State. Whatever it is not. It's not for Lagos people only.
Yeah, right. Where in Oshun State are you calling from?
I'm not in Oshun State. I'm actually in Ogun State.
Ogun State. So, oh, okay. Yes. When I saw Oshun State, I was going to hear
you. Yes, Ogun State.
Ogun State. Yes. Brilliant.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Which of the stories are you going to comment on?
So it's really about the insecurity in Owerri. I want to really comment on. And
go
I'm
ahead.
Going to be very, very, very raw with it. And the thing is this. Mm. I've always said that the problem of Nigeria is the well-educated. They're the problem of this country.
Mm.
You know? Mm. And my reason is this. Mm. Some days back, I was listening to the news and I was hearing a lot of people saying, you know, there are no casualties. And all of a sudden, there are casualties now.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, they're in, you know, undisclosed hospitals. And I'm like, what's going on? Why don't we question things in this country? Why don't we? And what's happening? What's all the people, you know, who've gone out, who are, you know, well-read? What's happening? Why don't we question things?
Mm.
Someone comes and we engineer the whole situation and puts it back to us. And we are set. And you'll find people arguing about this, you know, when you go to this newspaper stand. Like, you know, it's baffling. These things, I hear them every time on the news and I'm like, what's going on? Mm. Where is the way forward? What are we going to do with all this arguments? Mm. Are we going to make something constructive out of it?
Mm.
And I'm not seeing anything.
Mm.
Like, you say, first of all, there are no casualties. Now there are casualties.
Mm.
Now, not only that, you say that they're in an undisclosed hospital.
Mm.
What are you trying to say? Are you saying that what? Are they after the lives of these persons? Or, you know, and you know, the thing you said about, you know, about six incidents just happening within the first quarter of the year.
Right.
I'm
right.
saying to myself, where is the record coming from?
Mm.
Did we also cross-check that with the ones that happened in the north, the ones that happened sometime in Benin?
Mm. Mm.
Where is this record coming from?
Mm.
Is there? Are we somehow trying to portray? What are we? Are we shifting this news? Are we trying to, you know, re-engineer the news to make it look like yes, these people are really terrorists?
Mm.
We need to question things in this country, and it kills me a lot when
right.
I see, you know, regurgitated information. Everybody's saying the same thing. I'm reading the newspaper, and everybody's saying the same thing.
Right.
And people do not
right.
take time to think. Why
right.
is it happening now? How come this takes? What is the security in situation like?
Mm.
And why is it? People
right.
need to ask questions that are beyond the everyday information that we
right.
see, you know, read.
Right. All right, Josephine. Thank you very much.
And do
call as often as possible from Ogun State. We'd love to hear from you. And those questions are troubling. And questions, I'm sure, Hope Uzodinma and those in Abuja, whose responsibilities when they were elected to vote by the people. The people voted them to secure their lives and property. Raymond is calling from Yanopaja. Hello, Raymond.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're with the usual Nigerian wahala this afternoon. Two stories. the Nigerian wahala goes with the drink. You know, that's how it's usually. There's nothing you can't avoid.
Honestly,
it, you know,
I think this rice of 18, how, which quality the rice get and how cheap.
They say the rice, the quality is perfection. They've found a way of removing the stones and they can polish the rice to perfection. So it's left for us to prove them right or wrong. To the point now that they want to export even to Benin Republic. So it appears they've got their acts right.
My brother, if I see that rice cheap, and it's cheaper than the one we buy, because I'm a bit closer to some USM here.
Good.
If it's cheaper and it's good, what am I looking for foreign rice up and down?
How much are you willing to pay for a bag, a 50 kilogram bag of local rice?
I think, 50 kilogram of foreign rice is about 23,000 or 24,000. It depends on the one you want to buy.
Very true.
But if I see our own, like 20,000, my brother, you know this, I go wrong, go buy them. Seriously, that is how it is.
We are going to try and get this rice association here and tell them that people want cheaper rice than the foreign brand. But is that all you want to talk about, Raymond?
The Imo State issue, I think I was discussing with one brother from there, and it was like, it just political issue. That is what I'm thinking there. It just is political. What they are doing there, someone's supposed to be there is not there, and the other person is there. So it just in a battle between two of the ones that is there and the one that is not there. Right. Something like that.
All right, Raymond. Thank you very much. Raymond also thinks it's political. Meme, first time caller, Ojudu Beggar. Hello. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I wish you can call back, Meme, and I will make an exception and pick your call. Let's get on to WhatsApp. The WhatsApp people are on my neck now, and let's take some of those messages very quickly. We'll get back to the phone lines. This is Ororo from Ayobo. He says, have we asked ourselves why there is so much disrespect to the Nigerian police and other security operatives by citizens? Our bad government officials use these guys to hurt and attack citizens, even from the point of elections. Citizens hate security operatives as much as they hate politicians because they work together. Stay into the eyes, huh? Jephthah from Agbara says, your question to the man about Imo is yes, Chief Obo. Nigerians put all this wahala on themselves because of the hatred they had for Goodluck Ebele Jonathan. Let Nigerians continue enjoying what they saw by bringing this evil APC to rule us. So from a partisan point of view, Henry from Ikoyi says that within 24 hours of the attack on Imo, the IGP was quick to tag IPOB behind the attack just to discredit and tarnish the image of the group, while I hope Uzodinma is coming out to tag the attack on a grieved politician. As far as I'm concerned, the government of Imo State knows who the gunmen, and he has questions to answer. The epic movie happening in Imo is very important to watch, Emmanuel from Ebute Meta. But you know, this thing about watching from the sidelines for the neutrals, unfortunately, isn't exactly always great viewing, because somehow we are all involved at the end of the day, which is why we're talking about it now. Sambo is in Lekki. Hello, Sambo.
Good afternoon, brother.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Great. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment about Imo State.
Please go on.
Yeah. Actually, what is happening in Imo State is a reciprocal of what is happening in this country, in the whole of the country. One, we the citizens, we are not happy. Number two, me and you know the way Hope Uzodinma came to the office. Did he actually win the election? Is it actually the people, the candidate that the people voted for to rule that state? me and you know the answer, that the answer is no. Initially, when that thing happened, I saw on social media they were accusing IPOP. But now it came out to say that it's not IPOP. It doesn't accuse IPOP with some useless politicians in the state are doing what they are doing.
Mm.
How did he know? Has he conducted the investigation?
Mm.
Well, I heard that the investigation is going on. I hope that they will be able to investigate and find out the perpetrators. Let them face the music. As let them face the law.
All right.
But the question is, hello, are you with me?
Yeah, we're with you, Sambo.
Okay. But the question is, are they doing the right thing in that state? Do they ask the citizens of that state, are they happy with what they are doing? So those are the questions, because in Nigeria, we don't ask questions. That is the major problem. When we begin to ask questions and we get the right answers, things will naturally take its own, the right step, the right way it's supposed to go. So they should begin to ask questions. What is the root cause of this? Why should they go and attack such place? Is it right? Is it wrong? Who is to be blamed? When we answer those questions, from there we will know the right way to follow.
All right, Sambo. Thank you very much. Great speaking with you. Godwin from Agbado is his first time also calling. Is it great to have you join us, Godwin, this afternoon?
Yeah, Mr. Obo, are we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk about the rise of ET.
Oh, brilliant. You have first-hand knowledge of this one, I can imagine.
Yeah, because we do sell such rice here.
All right, go ahead.
Local rice, I mean. But you know the problem with the local rice, that once you cook it and you leave it to cold, you get cold, I'm telling you, you won't be able to eat it again. This is the first time comments I'm making about this our rice here. And that is just the truth, because I have eaten it. We sold a lot of it.
Right.
Sometimes customers come there to complain about it.
When was this? When was it? When was it? You sold.
Of this, local rice.
I'm but sorry, Godwin. How recent? How recent? How recent?
I was looking to became you see the name. You say
okay.
The local rice is not like that.
Are you with me, Godwin?
But the local rice is very cheap. Just 19,500 yes.
19,500 is what you sell a bag of local rice. You say, Godwin?
Yes. Yes.
But there are complaints from the customers. How recent was the last complaint you got?
Maybe 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I mean.
Okay.
And you see, there are different kinds of local rice. Different types that we have.
All right. Thank you very much, Godwin. Godwin willing to take the authorities, the officials of Rifam, to task on whether or not they've reached a stage of perfection with the rice. We look forward to that debate. I'm going to try and get them in here. Let's see how we can make that test and ask those questions, which are very important. The third discussion, I want to quickly throw this one in. Confusion for the federal government, confusion for Edo State, confusion for the athletes, thousands of them at the sports festival. The sports festival was supposed to end by noon today, abruptly. 5 days short of the date was supposed to conclude. And this is because the local organizing committee is said to have reached a situation where they have no more funds to continue the event. Shocking, right? But that's what we had. It's a statement put out by the LOC from the Edo State side saying that the government, the federal government, had promised them X, Y, and Z. And because they didn't have those monies, they were not going to go ahead. And then the government came out later on and put out a statement saying, no. That saying that we have clarified that the 20th National Sports Fair, which should be a landmark, is going on as planned with competitions going on as scheduled. But then the number of athletes who are saying that they have been abandoned, the officials aren't attending to them anymore. I hope I can make some sense of this confusion, or you can, or maybe Femi and the gang will during game on. But we're going to put our eyes on this one because it's such a huge spectacle and that it should be upended in this sort of ways. Shame. John in Ibejuleki. Hello, John. John, are you there? All right, unfortunately, he has other matters to attend to. Do call back if you can. Let's get to YouTube. I see that there are some messages on YouTube that I may have missed out. Good.
Lotana, he says that the security challenges in Nigeria are caused by powerful politicians. They're using the country's security agencies to torment their states, making it ungovernable for the governor and the president. Interesting. For you there, so you can, you know, you can also watch live on YouTube as well as Facebook. So you put out the comments, I will see you there. Johnny Nicole, he says, what is happening in Imo is very troubling. This is the resultant effect of years of bad governance and corruption. May God heal our land. The people said, amen. There's so much disrespect and hatred for Nigerian security. Now, I think I've read this before. Aurora, I've seen your message. Thank you very much. This one is from Shade Inijegun. She says, I don't agree with the Rice Farmer Association. Though they are trying, but they're still not there yet. The Made in Nigeria rice is still full of stones and sand. That's what I've been buying. They're even more expensive than imported rice, which shouldn't be. It's not good that we don't perfect rice production process. That is polishing and designing before we ban imported rice. All right, thank you very much, Shade. Another first-time caller I see here in Ogba. Hello, Desmond. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Ross.
Great to have you join us.
Well, I'm Desmond. I want to give my take on the Nigerian local rice.
Go ahead, please.
What the man said is, I can say, it's 50-50. It's a business that I venture into, and I have good knowledge about it. They are trying in terms of capacity. And you know, it's difficult when you have anchor borrow money and you are competing with foreign partners.
Very true.
There are some products that are very good. I won't mention it to avoid non-advertising. And there are local products that they still need to up their game in terms of sand and
polishing.
So, but there are some that you can beat your chest. It's very quality. It's very good. They just need to improve.
But how do you know just by seeing the rice to know if it's up to quality standard?
Sorry.
Is it possible that just by viewing the rice you could know it's of quality standard? That's for the.
Sure. Seeing, you know.
Ah, I see.
If you pick rice, you can see the dryness.
Mm-hmm.
You can know by color. You can know by either the texture. By the time you handle this thing, you will know. And if you now go by the product, you will know that, oh, these products, they are known for quality. There are some that they are trying, if you buy, you experience stones and sand. And that could be annoying. Now, the type of pricing is really an issue now, because in the end, SARS issue happened.
Yes.
Where the market was flooded with foreign rice. I'm giving you what you can take to the bank. Since then, even the producer, the buyer, distributors, everyone is biting their fingers. And they have loans to service. Now, recently, we understand that the federal government has authorized Nigeria Customs to go into the market and sanitize all the foreign rice, which they are doing, as I said on daily. It happened last week in Ibadan. That needs to continue to really encourage that sector. Because billions has been invested into that sector, and because of this impact and the market being flooded by foreign rice, has really caused serious issues.
All right.
Now, so what they can still do, the president, is to ensure that they bring the price down,
right,
so that they can compete favorably with the. If you see a foreign rice for 22,000 and you have Nigerian rice for 19,000 and it's of quality, definitely people will go for the Nigerian rice.
Very well said.
And the capacity issue in the country.
All right. Very well said, Desmond. And that brings us close to on the big three. And thoroughly enjoyed the discussion this afternoon. You can always go online and continue from there. We'll be back on the big three again tomorrow with many of the big stories. But don't forget, top of the hour, we have the business news update. And then the League of Extraordinary Nigerians. And then we'll have Eyewitness happen afterwards. On the Big Hat Factor, Judiciary Staff Union of Nigeria have held the courts to ransom. Let's talk about the implications. That at 5. Please stay with us.